Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Corey.
Good morning, Miss Ginger. We are like, oh, wait a minute. We both got our energy things in early, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, this is going to be an interesting hour.
Wait.
Ah, good morning to Mr. Joe over here who's talking to me via Twitter. Says he just got up. That's gamer time. Just got up, getting ready to play some Xbox. That's what I'm talking about.
Joe, so that's not Jay. Speaking of, where is Jay?
I don't know where Jay is. Jay is going to be ousted from the club. I don't know where you went, Jay, if you went on vacation again, but you know you have to clear with us before you go on vacation.
Exactly. You are not allowed to leave without permission.
Mm-mm.
We did not disconnect that caller.
What? Oh, I thought you said caller. I was like, we had a caller? Oh, you meant caller. Okay. Yeah, my my Texas accent was off for a second. I'm sorry. I caught it. I caught it. I'm there.
Poor Corey.
Oh, wow. Hey!
What?
Virgin Mobile's advertising on our site. I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to be talking about that all on the air, but I'm all excited. I looked down.
Hey, that's awesome.
You better. I just gave you money. Give some
right
back.
On my head.
Look, I just gave you money. Give some back.
Yeah.
Lots of news this morning. Tons. Tons and tons of news.
So, yes, so much. And I'm over here on Twitter, so, yeah. So good morning, everybody in Twitterland.
Look, does that mean I go first again this morning?
No. I can grab one. I got one. I got one right here because I want to do it before anybody else can do it this morning.
It better not be about Xbox because I will cut you.
No, it's actually about Nintendo and Miyamoto.
Ooh.
Apparently, there has been a rumor that Miyamoto is going to retire, and GamePolitics.com this morning says, not true.
Oh.
Nintendo has issued a statement clarifying that Shigeru Miyamoto said in an article on Wired yesterday, in that interview, the Mario and Zelda creator said that he was retiring from his current position to focus on developing games for the company. But the headline coming out of that interview across the internet was that Miyamoto is retiring. Nintendo issued a follow-up statement saying that it wasn't true and that Miyamoto's comments might have been misunderstood. What they said was video game designer Shigeru Miyamoto's role at Nintendo is not changing. He will continue to be a driving force in Nintendo's development efforts. In discussing his priorities at Nintendo in a media interview, Mr. Miyamoto explained that he is encouraging the younger developers at the company to take more initiative and responsibility for developing software, which is very smart to do because, you know, he's not going to be here forever.
Mm-hmm.
He attempted to convey his priorities moving forward, inclusive of overseeing all video game development and ensuring the quality of all products. Mr. Miyamoto also discussed his desire to pursue fresh ideas and experiences of the kind that sparked his initial interest in video games. Apparently there was also a follow-up in the Bloomberg Inquiry about the story saying that Miyamoto will be focusing his attention on training younger developers. Apparently this would reduce his involvement in game development, but he would still focus on major titles. All right, so moral of the story, Miyamoto is not going anywhere. He's still going to be at Nintendo. He's still going to be pretty much, you know, running the plates, at least the direction of it. So, yeah. He's not going anywhere, people. Calm down. It'll be fine. Breathe. Don't sell your Nintendo stocks just yet.
Oh, I wouldn't sell them out anyway.
No.
Until I hear Nintendo's going under, then I will be ditching stock.
Mm-hmm.
Like throwing out old shoes. Okay.
I don't think Nintendo's going anywhere anytime soon, people. So just...
No, not likely.
Breathe. It'll be all right.
Well, I do have some of the stats, which I told you guys about on Twitter about 20 minutes ago from Cyber Monday and Black Friday. However, it turns out that they only provided us with the table of content. So that's not really telling us much. But
not so much.
Yeah, once they give me a full one, hopefully during the news, then I will let you know. But I do have something that you may or may not know about.
Oh, yeah? What you got?
Xbox. There's an app for that.
Oh.
Surely the world is ending next year. I believe it now. Microsoft surprised the tech world yesterday when Xbox released an app for a mobile operating system besides its own. The My Xbox Live iOS device is out now. free and optimized for either your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. With My Xbox Live, you can now manage and alter several facets of your account from right from your iPhone. The iTunes description goes as follows. Take your Xbox Live experience with you wherever you go with the My Xbox Live app. Track and compare your achievements, connect with your Xbox Live friends, and change up your 3D avatar. Review all your recent great games you and your friends love to play and compare achievements with them. Jump into our Games Hub to learn about the latest live games and apps. Access Xbox Spotlight feeds. Get breaking news from Xbox Live, game tips and tricks, Gamer Spotlight, and much more.
And much, much more.
Yes, not the Huffington Post and Engadget are saying that the iOS app isn't quite as beefy as the Windows Phone version. Users with the Windows Phone version can search and download games and movies and music and all that good stuff from the. That's enough. I can't say anymore. It's a shock.
yes. Does sound like it.
It's a shock and it's not a shock. Remember, we told you when I was out at the Xbox Live launch here in Houston, the store was filled with Apple employees. Well, not filled, but there were quite a few of them in there with their Apple tags turned around, by the way. So you can see that they were from Apple. But, of course, Microsoft knew they were there, and some of them were saying, don't photograph me. Don't photograph me in the store. And then a couple of other ones that are a little bit more high ranking were like, of course we hang out together. Of course we talk. Of course we interact with each other. It's just, you know, for you all, we put on the fight. I say if you're going to do it, involve the Jell-O. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yes, Jell-O. Cherry Jell-O. Oh,
yes. Or at least
I was going to make some yesterday, and then I got distracted by gaming.
Jell-O is not for eating. It's only for wrestling, Ginger.
What if we do both? All right. Anyway,
you know what? I'm done with you. I'm done with Ginger for the day, you guys. Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bear with me. I'm not quite sure how well this one is translated. Winter Wolves announces Otome dating farming sim Winter in Fairbrook.
What the hell? Dating and farming?
All right. So Winter Wolves, developers of several award-winning life simulation and role-play games, has announced the release of the Flower Shop Winter in Fairbrook. The Flower Shop Winter in Fairbrook is a dating and farming simulation game and takes place after the first Flower Shop game, Summer in Fairbrook. However, you can enjoy the game and the story without the need to play the first episode. Natalie has barely survived her first semester in college, and all she wants is a break. However, her parents insist that she start acting like a responsible adult and get a job during her school's winter break. In no time at all, Natalie's roommate sets her up with a job, and she's shipped off to the town of Fairbrook for a mundane job in a flower shop. You play as Natalie and meet some of the characters of the first game, like Clara, Susanna, Steve, Trent, Jacob, plus a new entry, Ryan, who runs the general store of the town. Yes, from my experience, all guys named Ryan
are cute.
Out for it. They are cute, they're hot, and they're, trouble. You can plan your weeks, and you spend time with... plan your weeks and who you spend time with using the weekly scheduler. Customize each week and spend time with who you like or ignore everyone and work all day. A full flower raising simulator is present in the game. Grow your flowers and sell them to make profit. Take control of Natalie as she spends winter in Fairbrook raising flowers, making friends, and maybe even finding love. All right, so there is a demo, which I have up on GameNatrix.com this morning. At least I think I do. So, head over there and check that out.
Yeah.
And
look,
I don't know what I think about this. Dating and farming sim. I'm all for combining things, but...
That's an odd combination. Why don't you throw some fishing in there, too, in some fashion? Why not?
The new game has fishing.
What? Who fishing? Where?
I played Rosh yesterday, that new MMO I talked about yesterday on the show. I played that for a couple hours yesterday.
I'm going to need you to stop. No, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to you, Ginger.
It has fishing.
Cannot has fishing.
It has fishing.
No, cannot has fishing. No.
It was all day gaming yesterday. I played all kinds of games yesterday. It was great.
I don't know what I was driving yesterday, so yeah. Mm, fun.
I played Afghanistan, I played Rosh, I played SL, I played, what else? I played some Facebook, yeah, it was good.
She plays on Facebook. Did you fish on Facebook?
No, I didn't fish on Facebook. I need to do that again.
Why didn't you fish on Facebook?
Because I was fishing in a rush.
All right. More people are coming to the App Store, this time for us Android owners.
Yay! What do you got?
Well, I got this in this morning and posted it early, probably a couple of hours ago, if you were watching our lovely site. The cloud is finally floating onto the Android App Store. Yes, now you can have your gaming cake and eat it too.
Yay.
On Live is coming to your smartphones and your tablets. Androids, not iPhones. And I love what they sent out. It said you can experience top tier games on your tablet. No more flinging birds. Yes, that was a direct hit at you, Romeo.
Thank flipping goodness, because I'm so tired of those stupid birds.
They're saying you can play your games anywhere, play over any Wi-Fi network or your mobile network, because, you know, well, those of us who have Androids don't have to pay for specific Wi-Fi. It just comes with our phones. You can play via touch, or there's a controller that they're selling. It's $49.99. It looks pretty damn cool, I got to say. I was like, I'm not buying a new controller. I need one. I want it. So, but they're also giving you a special deal today. If you download the free OnLive app for Android right now,
mm-hmm.
you get Lego Batman, the video game, free.
Yay!
Mm-hmm. The only problem is I have been on the app for the last 45 minutes, and I cannot find it. Fix
that
it.
That is not good. Fix it. Fix it. Fix it now.
Fix it now.
Now. All right.
We are, you know what? We need to stop drinking coffee and vitamins.
No.
We look very healthy, but we are crazy.
All right. What have we got? Oh, this is good. See, this is some innovation right here. GamePolitics.com this morning. I love them. Crow Team slapped Serious Sam 3 pirates with unkillable foe.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is awesome. Many gamers hate DRMs as an unneeded, cumbersome burden on gamers that illegitimately purchase software. However, Crow Team, the makers of Serious Sam franchise, have managed to protect those gamers and make the life of pirates who don't buy the game miserable. all right, so apparently pirates that violate the DRM will find their characters in-game being shadowed by a huge red scorpion that just won't die. It will follow the player until he is dead and keep doing it as long as the game is pirated.
Oh, damn.
That is awesome. While the implementation is nothing short of brilliant, they say, I wonder how many will be tempted to pirate the game just to see this armored monstrosity in action.
I am now because I want to see it.
Yes, yes. You know what? Somebody's going to put it up on YouTube. That's all I need to see. I don't need to be actually chased by this. There is a picture up on GamePolitics.com if you want to see it. This thing is huge and ugly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, pirates? This is what you get, too. I think this is awesome. I think it ought to be able to one-shot you over and over and over.
I think it should wait until you're just about to get experience, and then it should kill you.
Oh, that would tick me off. I had to think about how to word that real quick. That would tick me off. Oh, that would make me mad.
Well, Fab.com, I believe they're the company we've been seeing all over TV that, or one of them anyway, that sells a bunch of shoes. They try to get us girls in, and they got me. Honestly, they do. According to VentureBeat this morning, Fab.com, the flash sales site for design-oriented products, most notably shoes, is seeing a pivot payoff in a big way. The company, which initially started out as Fabulous, a social network for gay men, announced yesterday that it has raised $40 million in a second round of funding led by Andreessen Horowitz. I'm going to need for you not to be Kevin.
I'm so glad you got that name.
Have you seen this way this is spelled?
No, thank God, no.
It's Andreessen, and it's spelled A-N-D-R-E-E-S-S-E-N. Good God, you should smack your mother. Anyway, additionally, Fab says it's grown by 300,000 new members in the past 2 months, with a subscriber base of 1.2 million today. In its social network days, Fab struggled to reach more than 150,000 members. Clearly, there's much more of a demand for well-designed flash sale sites. The funding comes just 6 months after Fab.com launched, and the company says it will be used to rapidly grow, used, used to rapidly grow the business throughout the next year. No big surprise there, of course, but it'll be interesting to see what else Fab can do to differentiate itself and its flash sales competitors like Ideally, which I know of them very intimately, close.
Oh, yeah?
Oof. It's bad. The company currently offers design.
Really? I need to hear the story later.
It's shopping, girl. The company currently offers design-focused deals across categories like jewelry, artwork, and clothes for up to 70% off retail prices, and shoes. Yes, shoes and more shoes. New York-based Fab.com previously raised $8 million in its first round of funding after becoming profitable at just 6 weeks old. Existing investors include Menlo Ventures, First Round Capital, SoftTech VC, Baroda Ventures, and Ashton Kutcher. I'm just seeing general partner Jeff Gordon will be joining Fab.com's board. Well, you know, even though Ashton, he may be considered the scum of the earth, the man knows how to make money.
He does. He does. There's a word for him that I cannot say on daytime TV. daytime radio. Seriously, energy going through the roof. Woo!
But he's good at making money.
He's hustling, for sure.
Every day he's hustling.
He's going to need to, too, man. After this, after what he did to Demi, and people are mad.
I'm mad. I'm just, I expect. They're people. It's just, this happens every day. It just so happens because of who they are. We hear about it a lot more.
Yes.
But I could care less. Demi doesn't know me. I don't know her.
All I got to say is, really, Ashton, do you see Demi? And do you see the little blonde chick you're with? Demi, the little blonde chick. Seriously, I'd do Demi any day over the little blonde chick. Anyway.
I'm done with you for the day.
Seriously, Demi is, like, hot for, what, being 60? Something like that?
She's not 60. Oh, my God, did you?
I don't know how old she is. She's
52, I think. 52.
Either way, she doesn't look a day over, like, 30. She's hot. Okay, so what have we got? More GamePolitics.com, and I love this one just for the title. Stop suing the game companies because they said so.
I concur.
All right, so yeah, with the new Xbox 360 dashboard update, people are grumpy. And they say, as with any new product, you get the fine print of terms of service, and Microsoft is following on the heels of Sony and Electronic Arts with their own no supervision and their updated wall of text. I love that.
The wall of text.
Yes. Apparently, in section 18.1.4, entitled Binding Arbitration, it says, if you live in the United States, you and Microsoft agree that if you and Microsoft do not resolve any dispute by informal negotiation under Section 18.1.2 above, any effort to resolve the dispute will be conducted exclusively by binding arbitration in accordance with the arbitration procedures in Section 18.1.7 below. You understand and acknowledge that by agreeing to binding arbitration, you are giving up the right to litigate or participate as a party or class member all disputes in court before a judge or jury. Instead, you understand and agree that all disputes will be resolved before a neutral arbitrator whose award decision will be a binding and final except for a limited right of appeal under the Federal Arbitration Act. Any court with jurisdiction over the parties may enforce the arbitrator's award. The only disputes not covered by... Yeah, I see that blaster. The only disputes not covered by the agreement in Section 18.1 to negotiate informally and arbitrate are disputes enforcing, protecting, or concerning the validity of any of your or Microsoft's or any of any of your or Microsoft's licensors intellectual property rights. All right. So pretty much, you can't sue. They also say you and Microsoft agree that any proceeding to resolve or litigate any dispute, whether in arbitration, in court, or otherwise, will be conducted solely on an individual basis and that neither you nor Microsoft will seek to have any dispute heard as a class action. All right, so in other words, you can't sue. You can't sue. You can't sue. You can't sue anyway. You have to arbitrate. You have to sit there and talk it out. And they will, pretty much laugh at you and say, ha ha, you signed. You agreed to this.
You can't sue me. That's what it just said.
Here's the cookie.
Did I just hear you talking to Blaster?
Blast. I apparently did not realize that I have Steam up and Blaster just signed into a game, so yeah.
Oh, I thought he was talking. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Blaster, you're about to get in trouble. Oh, yes, Blaster was talking dirty to me. Mm-hmm, that's exactly what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're over here sexting.
You know what? I'm going to back away my hands in the air. And I'm going to tell you, THQ sales, apparently it's even worse than we feared.
Oh, yeah?
According to GI.biz, sales of THQ's UDraw tablet appear to have been worse than anticipated by some analysts, despite a warning that the controller would miss targets even before the publisher adjusted its own revenue expectations. On Tuesday, Cohen & Company downgraded the publisher due to expected weak sales, with THQ yesterday confirming that sales for the third quarter will be down around 25%. It blamed the performance of UDraw on Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, but the financial community is suggesting that the company has a bigger problem than just the sales of one game. Our downgrade of THQ shares on Tuesday was motivated by precisely this issue, though the revenue downside was even worse than we feared, wrote Cowan and Company. Management blamed poor sales of the UDraw on the Xbox 360 and PlayStation for the miss. However, the $130 million revenue downside suggests that there was likely some incremental weakness elsewhere. At a roughly $50 price tag for the UDraw across all platforms, including the Wii, which already has its own UDraw, by the way, before they released this one. I have it in there. You bought it, what, year and a half ago? It would take about 2.6 million unit shortfall to account for the full revenue miss. THQ's planning implied less than 2.6 million units of total UDraw sell-in. Wedbush Morgan's Michael Patcher suggested that THQ may not achieve guidance for the full 2012 financial year. Damn, THQ, making it the fourth year out of the last five that the publisher would post a loss. Yesterday, a revised revenue guidance strengthens our conviction that THQ will be unable to achieve its fiscal year 2012 guidance. Wow. We believe that other factors besides the disappointing UDraw shipments driving the lower guidance. Okay. Look here.
I didn't now, do it.
Saints Row is selling well, but it's not helping. It's not doing enough. I'm looking probably in the next few weeks, and hopefully they don't do it before Christmas. There's going to be some layoffs.
Yes, 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 most likely. And I hope it's after the New Year's, actually. If they're going to do it, yes, please wait. Don't do it right now.
And I could have told them that the UDraw was not a smart idea. We already did it. No, it may not be for all consoles, but it works better on the Wii because of how it's...
Mm-hmm.
It just works better, being able to put the Wiimote in and let the little people draw. Or I've seen a lot of artists actually like to use the Wii Draw. You can do... Well, a true artist can do all kinds of stuff no matter what medium you give them, so... I've seen them do portraits, and you can print them out over your home network and hand them to people. Here, go away. You
ooh,
know?
That's pretty.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. You can email people straight from it, you know, from while you're playing the Wii. So those of you...
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool for the little kids, especially when mine are over. I have them do pictures and email to their parents or text it to their
aww
phone and stuff. It's you know, easy. It's easy, and there's no mess when you're done. There's no paint, and there's no paper.
We love that there's no mess. We mm-hmm love that.
They can even animate stuff. So I'm not understanding the purpose of you deciding to recreate this. And it obviously, to me, was a loss. Some things you can, you know, create your own version, but if mm-hmm anything, maybe you should have gone to Nintendo and say, let us port this to the other two consoles for you, and we'll take a little bit of the cash if we do this. Not let's create our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's been a year. It's way after the time. Boo. So anyway.
Boo.
Good luck to you people over there at THQ and taking the dig at Grand Theft Auto was not a good idea, especially when they're about to bust you out. They are about to mess you guys up.
See, this is what happens. Y'all did this, and now look what happened.
They were like, oh, really? Check out this trailer. Bam!
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wait a minute. And we didn't even give you a release date, and the people are still flocking to us.
This is so sad but true. So sad but true. All right. What about... Well, if this thing will stop spinning, there we go. Corey, are you ready?
I'm ready. What?
EverQuest 2 is now free to play.
I saw that last night.
Mm-hmm. Game update 62. Freeport Reborn is now available for all players.
I didn't like EverQuest 2. I was a classic one, and my computer is too fast to run it, so I can't.
Yeah, I know. All right, so EverQuest 2 is now free to play. Beginning today, all PC users will be able to freely download, install, and launch the game without charge. Available free content includes the base game and all expansions up to, including EverQuest 2 Sentinel's Fate, as well as the brand new Freeport Reborn game update.
Yeah,
the game's overall 8th expansion. The game's 8th overall expansion, Age of Discovery, is now available for purchase as a digital download and introduces the fan favorite Beast Lord class and Dungeon Maker feature.
And we got a trailer.
Oh, we do have a trailer. Very nice.
It'll be up in 4 minutes, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. Right, so there's a new membership breakdown. There is free. All new players or bronze level members of EverQuest 2 Extended will have two character slots maxed out at level 90. Some game features will be restricted, including available races, bag slots, which I hate, spell tiers, equipment grades, and more. So, again, y'all are still not getting me back. It's the same reason why I quit originally.
Mm-hmm.
Silver, any player who purchases the silver upgrade token for 500 station cash or $5 will have fewer restrictions than free. This level does not expire and includes all of the free membership features, plus additional features including character slots, bag slots, spell tiers, and unlimited chat options. That's what else. You could only chat local on the free one, and I hated that.
Ugh.
And you couldn't use the auction house even to buy stuff.
Well, there was no auction house when I used to play, and I could do without it. I was fine.
Yeah. And then, of course, there is the gold membership, which is available for $14.99 USD per month and provides access to 16 classes, 15 races, 7 character slots, 6 bag slots per character, access to legendary and fabled equipment, and more. EverQuest, you're doing this wrong. You are. You really are. There are so many other free games out there with much larger populations. Community
and offering much more things.
And sure, they still have stores where you can go and buy special items that you can't get elsewise. And you know what? I'll probably pay those prices, too, for them. But I'm not paying for your game. Nuh-uh. No.
One of them being The Lord of the Rings, which I just got in.
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they sent us over some goodies, which we'll post up for you as soon as EverQuest is done uploading. Help, I'm being attacked by a kitten. Okay, stop, girl. Okay, so yes, Kittenatrix is trying to climb me. Okay, so today Turbine announced the next upcoming content update for the Lord of the Rings Online. Update 5, the Prince of Rohan will launch in a mere 3-4 days, maybe? Well, probably next week. It'll launch on December 12th. The update continues the epic story and adds 5 new Isengard instances to the game. And, of course, we have some screenshots. Yay. Let me tell you a little bit about the Foundry, though. Their powerful and mysterious weapons have been appearing in the hands of soldiers under Sauron's command. You are to infiltrate the Foundry, the sprawling subterranean heart of the Sauron's war effort, and disrupt the supply of dangerous weapons to deal a fateful blow to Isengard. Jen, how were you liking the last update?
The community was really not. That's the main thing. I love MMOs, but I love them for the community. The community is not there.
Not anymore. It's not.
No, and trying to find a group to get things done is like pulling teeth. Nobody wants to group. And I usually don't have an issue getting groups. I could not.
And I'm antisocial, so maybe I need to go and play because I don't want to talk and I don't need to group with you. I don't want to share my kills, leave my leaves alone. Like, we were playing Fallen Earth together during our event.
Mm-hmm.
I was irritated every time I would get stuff and he'd be like, well, Ginger got it. Because I was like, why did Ginger get my. I killed this. I want my stuff. And it's like, well, you don't need it. You got 15. Well, I need 16. Well, you get it next round.
Yes, that is quite annoying. I did notice that.
Yes, I was a little bit aggravated about that. It's like, give me my stuff.
But yeah, if you like running around in barren lands where you see a person here and a person there every once in a while, sure, go right on ahead. But
right on in.
Yes. No, I want the community. I want people. I want to talk. I want to joke. I want to BS. I want people to run around with. And
I'm not. I'm antisocial. I'm sorry. I love y'all and everything.
Not there.
Boo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and since that one was short, I have a second one for you. Tiny Company, or Tiny Co., is launching a new mobile game called Tiny Village today. Yay! It is the first game from the startup that uses the Griffin engine, which allows the company to build social games once and deploy them on the Apple and the Android simultaneously. That is hot. Other companies have created similar engines as well so that they can save on development costs and get their developers to focus on making games fun rather than wrestle with different mobile platforms. I need to have that thing today. Somebody find me the Griffin engine. Matter of fact, I'm going to both iOS and Android platforms are exploring the consumer market, says Suli Ali, who's the co-founder and CEO of TinyCo. I love it. In the past, we developed for iOS and Android separately. We quickly realized there was a better way that didn't require twice as many engineers and twice the amount of development time. So somebody got fired when they got this software. deploying to both platforms makes sense since Apple has strong monetization while Android has been growing rapidly. Previously, San Francisco-based TinyCo had to port a game from iOS to Android, but that didn't work so well because Android versions never had the latest content that was available on the iOS versions. The lag was around 6 months or more. So the company spent about 6 months engineering the Griffin platform with a focus on making mobile social games. The games run natively so they have better performance and take advantage of each device's unique features. By contrast, games written within HTML5, the latest browser format, often run slower and don't take advantage of native hardware. The company will now be able to launch iOS and Android games at the same time with content parity. Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Others who have similar capabilities are Unity 3D, which used to be like a virus. You cannot get it off your computer. Damn it. Sibling Spaceport and Zipline Games Moai. The Tiny Village game is a casual title that allows players to build a prehistoric village by harvesting resources, building homes and shops, and raising dinosaurs. Players can lead their dinosaurs into battle against bosses or even other players. That's right, PvP with dinosaurs. Hot! Oh, wait a minute. Ginger's afraid of dinosaurs.
Yeah, no. Not so much with the dinosaur thing.
Shame. It's a shame. Well, TinyCo was founded in 2009.
TinyCo.
It's TinyCo. That's to be their voice. There you go. You got your voice. Nintendo has Nintendo. Now you have TinyCo. There, borrowed from Ginger. In February, it raised $18 million in its first round of funding, led again by this Andrasine person, Horowitz. I'm going to need for you to stop. Just, no. Other investors are Ron Caraway and Keith Raboy. Raboy, I don't know. You know what? I think now that Ashton is divorced, we're going to see him in our game space a lot. He's a gamer.
He is a gamer.
I was very hot at him when he was bragging that he had gotten DJ Hero before any of us got it. He had the turntables and everything. He got a prototype. And I was like, you know what? I will cut you, Ashton. You just not get on Twitter and just announce that you have DJ Hero before the rest of us, and you don't even have a website. You have nothing. You have no reason to have DJ Hero before the rest of us, other than you're just Ashton Kutcher. I don't like it. Don't let me see you in the street, Ashton.
I will cut you, and then I will cut you again. And this time, I will go for the white meat.
Oh God.
Yeah, I'm totally stealing that line from you. Love you, Corey.
Wrong. It's just wrong.
Oh, I wonder where I come up with this stuff. It's all from Corey.
I did nothing.
All right.
All on her own.
I am crazy, but it's awesome. It's awesome.
It is.
All right. Colosseum Heroes, ready for battle on the Android market for free. We like us some Android games. Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Armed to the teeth with new challenge mode, characters, upgrades, and stages. A leading game evil announced that Colosseum Heroes, developed by Cocosoft, is now available on the Android market for free. Colosseum Heroes expands on the original with even more upgradable weapons, monsters, and stages. Existing and new players can now choose to be a knight or vampire character, blitz through all
what?
New vampire characters.
What game is this game?
This is Colosseum Heroes.
Yeah, I'm going to need a link to that.
Yeah, blitz through all new challenge mode and slice and dice endless waves of monsters, all without spending a penny. The side-scrolling title features satisfying combat action, smooth cartoon-style animation, and intuitive, streamlined controls that can be enjoyed by hardcore and casual gamers. Caillou Lee, head of Game Evil USA, says, as part of the Game Evil Fund, we're excited to present Colosseum Heroes on behalf of Cocosoft and, on the Android market. By offering the title for free, we know as many Android fans as ours will be able to play the be able to enjoy the pickup, play, and fun of Colosseum Heroes. All right, so again, it is free on the Android market. It's called Colosseum Heroes. And I've actually got some screenshots up on GameNatrix.com this morning, so head over and check that out.
Also up for you, some people, remember I told you yesterday that Showtime for the Sims series came out? Well, they sent us a trailer at around 2:30 this morning, so I put it up at 6. Or 6 or sometime, whenever I was putting it up. Man, I've been up way too early today. So you can go ahead and check that out. You know, I'm going to need one thing from everybody. Can we bury that song by Katy Perry, Fireworks? Just bury it in a deep hole.
Oh, you don't like that?
I am sick to death of that song. It's, you know, the first time I heard it, I thought it was beautiful. I like the message. I like the words. And now everywhere I turn, it's in every game. And it's also in the Sims 3 Showtime trailer. And I'm going to need... No, you need to pick something else or... I would have even taken Justin Bieber over that song. Seriously,
ooh.
I'm tired of it. Ooh. Oh, yes. It's how I'm sick
no,
of
no.
it.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. It's that serious. It's that serious. I can't
that's
take it. It's that serious. I can't take it anymore.
No, that's not good.
Yes, serious business. I cannot take it anymore. Please stop. No more Katy Perry Firework. Ah. Oh. You know what?
What?
We have a trailer up, and I have forgotten. Oh, it's EverQuest. Okay, so our EverQuest trailer just finished up.
Yay! So I was like, wait a minute, what are we talking about?
I was like, I'm putting up trailers. You know, in case you guys didn't know, we're always multitasking here, so.
Always, always, always.
We're doing four or five things at once. I'm not done. It's my turn.
Are you not done? Okay.
It is my turn. And yes, I rolled my eyes at you when I said that. Cause
don't you roll your eyes. Don't you do it.
I'm sorry, Tanger.
I will cut you. No, I won't.
I
love
this
boy.
Y'all love me.
I love you.
All right. Well, apparently, the people over at the Microsoft have been feeling the backlash from the developers saying you guys are too expensive, you don't do stuff right. So, according to GI.biz this morning, Microsoft has said it will take 30% cut of sales through the forthcoming Windows 8 app marketplace, reducing that to 20% once software sales makes over $25,000. The move is more generous than Apple and Facebook's current policies, where both companies take a 30% cut. 30% cut out of your monies that you earn from the App Store, but it's not as competitive as Google Chrome's Web Store, which only takes 5%. I'm going to need to get that software. This is, we're going to give you a bigger bite of the apple, says Windows Web Services Vice President Antoine LeBlanc, as reported by All Things Digital. A beta for the store will go live in February, offering games, ebooks, apps, and other software, and will feature the Metro interface, most recently used for the new Xbox Live and the Windows Phone operating system. Free apps and trials, in-app purchasing, and in-app advertising will also be supported. Apps will be priced from $149 to $999. Really? Who is going to make a $999 app for a phone? I'm curious.
I have not got a clue, but all I know is that thing had better do everything.
It better be like the Walmart commercials where they've been advertising their new phone service. And they have stuff like a lady's coming out of the store and she's trying to get into a Rolls Royce and she keeps trying to unlock it. Her husband's like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm trying to get in the car. Why isn't this working? He says, this is not our car. And then it says, you have the I'm saving so much money, I think I drive the same car as a famous rapper effect. So,
right?
Yeah, and then they have another one where the lady's making the Android phone be her butler. You know, she's like, make sure you answer the door and tell the guests where we're going to be. And it's a little Android guy dressed up in a tuxedo. So that phone, this app better be able to do all of that. I need you to take care of my guests and make the hors d'oeuvres, decorate my Christmas tree, all that their business. But I'm happy that they're doing this. We'll be talking about this probably some later. I don't think it's enough. It shouldn't just be for your app store. You need to reduce your costs for developers and loosen up on some things, period, because Steam is going to eat all of you alive.
Yeah.
Steam and Google just going to just chew you up and spit out the seeds if you don't loosen up a little bit.
All right. I have to read this one, Corey.
Yeah,
I love
you.
I have to. Save the Furries. Lemmings like soon available on iPhone and iPad. All right, so this is coming from France, so bear with me. Bulky Picks and SCP Games are proud to announce the upcoming release of Save the Furries on iPhone and iPad. Elves are not furries. In full 3D, Save the Furries gives the gamers the opportunity to save little green creatures as cute as stupid the furries. Save the Furries or not. The furries are little and cute green creatures that like to visit alien planets with joy and enthusiasm. So far, so good. But remember that furries are... oh, my God. But remember that furries are as cute as stupid. Today, Lunar, they move straight forward without thinking about the lurking dangers, pikes, explosions, chasms, hostile aliens, and the great evil Furax. Using wacky items like flippers, ropes, boxes, trolleys, switches, fans, and many others will help the player to give the furries a chance to reach their objective safely, or not. Save the Furries offers 5 planets, forest, snow, jungle, space, and earth, to discover a total of 60 levels, entirely 3D. Save the Furries engine allows you to zoom or zoom out at will. Observe the levels and find the tricks to complete the levels at 100%. The game will be playable in portrait format or landscape format. All right, so there are 60 levels, many puzzles to solve, pinballs, ropes, crates, carts, all that fun stuff. Many dangers to avoid, galactic creatures, explosions, pits, giant drops. You know what? I may have to drop them anyways. Full 3D graphics, portrait or landscape, there's Game Center, and a universal version. All right, so there is a trailer and some screenshots, which I am about to have up on GameMatrix.com, so check it out in just a minute or two.
Yay. Well,
yay.
We're about to have to take a break, or I was going to tell you all about Pocket God.
Oh, God, I love that game.
Yes, I know you do. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll have to wait till after the break to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. I like to drop sharks, like Corey said.
I know. I'm going to get you.
No, don't get me.
Your time is a-coming.
Don't get me.
I said, your time is a-coming.
No.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah.
Told you, Corey.
It won't help you. Mm-hmm. I am so dancing in my chair. You guys know where to find us. We're always here at Blog Talk, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Not live, of course, but we're always here.
Yeah, my head is Facebook, Twitter, Second
Life. Oh, no. Let's do this for a second. Also, make sure you listen tonight. We will be live 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. We may or may not have a guest because I was bad. I confirmed him late, so he may be here next week. Sorry, that's bad. I tried to get to him. It's a busy week. Those of you new to our show, we'll be going into streaming here in a minute. We'll shut off on you, but you can listen to the rest of it later.
That is awesome. What that is.
And that is from Skull Egg on YouTube if you want to go and download that to bump in your car. I know you do.
Yes, I do.
Oh, I forgot to give you and Snow something we talked about that I can no longer discuss again because we'll get in trouble. Remember the thing I was supposed to give y'all? You don't remember. Yes, we'll talk about it later.
There were several things you could talk about.
It was during Pixinista. Oh, no. Yeah, God. Anyway. I'll tell you later after the show.
Okay.
Make sure y'all get it. Anyway, you people out there apparently loving you some pygmies because Pocket God the comic, has hit 500,000 downloads. And they're celebrating with a free download The lives of the pygmies in Pocket God universe may be full of danger and vengeful gods being us, but people love them. Ape Entertainment and Bolt Creative are proud to announce that the digital comic book series based on Pocket God, one of the best-selling iPhone apps of all time, yes, even right up there with those Angry Birds, has surpassed over 500,000 downloads to date. To celebrate, the series creators have partnered with Free App A Day. You know, that place Ginger told you about?
Yes, months ago.
To offer the first issue of the digital comic for free for a limited time. In addition, the full-color digital comic book series has today introduced issue number 11, which is available for immediate download on your iPhone, iPod Touch, and iPad via iVerse Media and digital distribution partner Ape Entertainment. The new issue features 20 pages of all-new content starring the pygmies of Pocket God on their adventures to understand their world and to just stay alive as long as possible. Fans can follow Ooga Booga, Clack, I'm sorry, Click, Clack, Newbie, and Doobie as they get...
That's awesome.
As they get eaten by piranhas, hit by meteors, menaced by sharks with freaking lasers, and even more horrible dangers. What makes Pocket God such a breakout hit is its attention to the original characters and stories that play off the sadistic, episodic-based app that allows users to control the lives of a group of energetic pygmy islanders. Bert E. Irwin, who's Ape co-publisher, said that they're extremely pleased to see how well fans of Pocket God and fans of the comic books have taken to the series. Created by Dave Castelnuovo and Alan Dye, founders of Bolt Creative, Pocket God has consistently maintained a spot in the top 25 games in the iTunes App Store for about 2.5 years running.
That is awesome.
Yep. With the total sales of 7 million downloads since the release, the success of Pocket God comes from a combination of endearing characters, unique art style, and an incredibly fanatical community of followers. Anyway, you can check out the rest of the story up on our site, or you can pop over to apecomics.com or boltcreative.com and go play you some Pocket God.
Yes, go play you some Pocket God. That is some fun gaming right there.
I'm sad that it's not on the Android because I most certainly would take it with me.
Yes, yes, yes. I could drop sharks on your head everywhere. It'd be great.
You know what?
Y'all don't hear from me tonight because, yeah, she's beat me.
Yeah, I'm going to beat you nigh death.
She stuffed me back in my crate.
We can't say it country. I'm going to beat you nigh death. Nigh to death, Ginger.
Nigh to death. All right, what have we got? Ooh, Sword Girls launches second closed beta today.
Ooh.
ChangeU.com, which is a U.S. company, a leading publisher of free-to-play, massively multiplayer online games, announced today that Sword Girls, an anime-themed online collectible card game, enters its second closed beta test today. The beta test is expected to continue through Monday, December 19th. All beta participants will receive 3,000 tokens and an all-new Blade Tutor Grace card. Players can register to enter the closed beta on the official website at swordgirls.com. I'm going to have a trailer up on GameAndAstrix.com in just a minute. All right, I'm trying to see if they actually give me anything about the game. Oh, story overview. Years ago, a world not so different from our own was overrun by monsters of an unknown origin. Their rampage was stopped only by the discovery of a mysterious metal known as Talentium. Once forged Talentium, swords granted the bearers magical powers that were able to put an end to the monstrous horde. While peace has returned to the world, Talentium has created a new era where the same magic that was once used to wage war is being put to everyday use. For Sita Violosa, Sky High student and part-time monster hunter, life is about to change.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Run, girl,
all right.
Run.
Yeah, run, girl, run. All right, so there is a trailer, and there are some screenshots, which I'm going to have up on GameNatrix.com in a couple of minutes, so by the time that, you know, y'all actually get to hear this, so check it out.
All right.
All right.
And my next story is not loaded.
Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. All right, well, this is interesting.
She says that, and then she clears her voice, and makes me wonder.
It is interesting.
We're going to cut.
Well, Big Point, well, no, we don't want to cut him. He's actually making perfect sense. This is Big Point's Philip Reisberger has said that companies in the social games market are looking to reduce their reliance on Facebook because the potential market outside of the social network is so much larger. Speaking as part of a larger interview published today on GI.biz, Reisberger commented specifically on Zynga, saying that he thought that the social giant was definitely trying to maneuver itself beyond the constraints of Facebook in order to grow. Yes, you will have to. He says, oh, they desperately want to. He said of the CityVille's creators' desire to establish a separate user base. He said they have plans. They've had plans for the last 2 years. Everyone wants to reduce their dependence on Facebook, I think. Eventually, it'll come, but as some attempts have shown in the past, it's not as easy to understand the world outside Facebook because it's a totally different world. That's why BigPoint is in a very good position. We're not just the ones developing. We've mastered, to a certain degree, the distribution. Hot.
That is hot.
He says it's been suggested by analysts and rivals that Zynga is merely stirring its pot of users with each new release, moving players from old games rather than attracting new users. Reisberg says that this will inevitably become a problem if you restrict your audience to people who use Facebook, but is not an issue once you embrace the Internet as a whole. He said, for me, it's less the portfolio. I love what Zynga's doing. They really have this iterative innovation. He said they grow something, and then the next thing is a little bit better. They totally understand it. Their business sense is quite similar to ours. He says they have a different basis, though, because we're outside of Facebook. The 200 to 250 million monthly actives that they have, that's, say, a 30 to 40% of the active Facebook population, are 250 million registrants. We do not represent 30 to 40% of the Internet's users. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He says, so we're in a bigger market. We're not relying on a new guy registering on Facebook. We have over 1,000 media partners who drive traffic, so whenever they venture into new ground, it's beneficial for us. The BigPoint boss certainly sees Zynga as beneficial to the market as a whole, however, converting non-players into gamers who are lapping up new content. He says, for me, I like what Facebook and Zynga Mobile are doing. They're educating people to play. But I like... a lot is the fact that when we're young, the gamer was a guy locked in his attic or bedroom. Now you see people playing everywhere. So I don't see this peaking. I see it growing, maybe even accelerating, because a few years ago, we maybe had 10 million gamers. Now we have a billion.
A billion gamers. That is so hot.
And I will say, it'll take a nation of millions to hold us back. Okay, I had to go to Public Enemy thing. Okay, so I think that there's huge potential, he says, and we really see it's the quality of people's expectations are really rising, which is fantastic news. But I do believe him Zynga's going to have to come off of Facebook. And we'll talk about that later, too. Ha ha. So you got to listen tonight. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight.
Yes, a lot of things.
Lots of things later.
All right, well, Beyonce... are you ready? Do you have your lawyers? I hope you do.
Oh, again?
Uh-huh. Judge okays developer suit against Beyonce.
Ooh, that one we told you about months ago?
Yes. Ooh. A Manhattan judge has cleared the way for video game makers to continue a $100 million lawsuit against singer Beyonce.
Ouch.
Yeah. But, you know, that's like pocket money for her. The suit, originally filed in April, had been on hold pending whether the case should be thrown out, but without explanation, Manhattan Supreme Court Justice Charles Ramos ruled the case for breach of contract by Gate 5 LLC could move forward. The suit alleges that Beyonce backed out of a deal to work with the developer on a Star Power Beyonce game, demanding more money and making other demands. The suit also alleges that her withdrawal from the deal forced the company to lay off 70 employees when the funding fell through because of Beyonce's departure. Beyonce's lawyers countered that the singer was within her rights to withdraw because funding for the game had not been secured by a November 2010 deadline. You know what? I'm thinking Beyonce is a smart, very, very smart businesswoman. I'm pretty sure she did not do anything that was going to void her contract and, you know, get it to the point where you could sue her.
Yes, but was it morally right? No.
Morally right? No. I'm just saying business smarts. This woman is not... stupid. She's very, very bright.
Well, I'm on the fence about that one, because if she was thinking clearly, she should have not demanded more money, but said, you know, I want to share in the royalties, whatever
yes.
you're going to make, because she would have made all kinds of money. You stuck your name on the singing game. How many people want to sing Beyonce songs, even when
this
the ones that can't sing?
This is true.
You could have done at least 3-4 versions. You could have done, you could have got together with Destiny's Child and had a, what is it? Star Power Destiny's Child. Star Power Beyonce, the Bootylicious Years. I mean, whatever. You could have done a whole bunch of different things. As it were, we got people like the Black Eyed Peas making dancing games, which I'm not pleased with them about. You are a talented group. Why didn't you do your own singing one? Why didn't you go to Rock Band and say, we want some songs on there?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, that would have been awesome.
I would have bought it. Because I'm tired of playing just rock all the time. I'm not all rock.
Girl, I feel you there.
Not all the time. I told them. Did I not tell them? We need a country band. We need a classical music band.
Oh, yes. Oh, God, please, yes.
We need an R&B
band. I'm still mad at you people who did not. You know who I'm talking about? Country dance people? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Still mad at y'all.
We need
but,
a
somebody
make
me
band.
A country band one so I can see. Oh. Girl, I am from the South. You give me some country.
I'm from the South. I love it all. We could have had crump band. No.
Ooh.
Crump band would have been bad. But they didn't. They just didn't do it. You just didn't pick up and run with it. It is a sad, sad thing. All right. Well, apparently the results are in. Travian Games won the award for Best German Publisher at the German Game Publisher Awards 2011. Yes. Munich-based browser games company won against a very strong traditional games industry competition, a bunch of competition, however you want to put it. I love it when they try to translate and they don't do it well. In a dazzling gala ceremony in front of nearly 600 invited guests, 14 lucky winners were honored for their work in the 8th German Developer Awards yesterday in Dusseldorf, Germany. Yes, I said Dusseldorf, and yes, it is a real.
All right.
Notable German members of the interactive entertainment community who were celebrating the awards until the early hours of the morning deemed the event a great success. Why were we not invited?
I know. Where were our tickets, people?
Publishers, developers, politicians, media, representatives, and celebrities attended one of the most important awards in the still-growing history. The award for Best German Publisher was given to Travian Games amid strong competition from traditional video games industry. Travian Games Managing Director Florian Bohn radiated with joy as he accepted the prize, and he gave this long, drawn-out speech, blah, 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 blah. We're so happy to receive this award. It's a tremendous honor. You know, the usual, thanking God, my mama, that type of stuff. And the fact that we were nominated and won amongst all other well-known and successful German publishers is fantastic and a testimony to our equally economically sustainable and product-oriented strategy. In other words, na-na-na-na-na-na.
I love that, Corey.
So you can go and check out. I'm trying to see if I can pull up their games because I don't really know them. They are hiring if you want to move to Germany. Okay, wait a minute. They do have some Ballers United, which is a basketball game. Battlemons, which looks like it's trying to be like that Creatures. Looks like something from Creatures. I don't see. Oh, WeeWai. I played that. I wasn't that fond of that game, and it's a simulator. You know, I love me a simulator. I did play WeeWai. WeeWai is a browser-based game. If you are on Google Plus, you probably have seen that WeeWai or a version or something that looks very similar to it. Imperial Goal United, yeah, these are definitely German games. Not heard of very many of these except for that one, but they look interesting. Yay!
Yay!
All right, it's time for us to get out of here because we got to be back in here tonight. And
we do.
And I have lost Kitten Matrix. I don't know where she went, and that troubles me. She's probably eating my shoes or something. All right, did I cut off?
No, you're still here.
All right, well, we'll see you guys a little bit later.
You still here?
I'm still. Can you hear me? Wow.
Yeah. You cut out there for a second.
Okay, apparently I got some lag. All right, we'll see you guys later on tonight. Make sure you're here promptly at 9 in the chat room, ready to chat, ready to start some trouble.
Yay! Yes. Trouble. I love me some trouble. So
you are not fooling anybody with that yay.
I like me some trouble. Girl, I got trouble. I should tell you about that later.
And with that, it's time for us to go.
Here is something to contemplate. Maybe we have two lives. One when asleep and one when awake.
In moonlight last night, how fantastic! Magic, druids, discussing nature and scholastics. Behold a night elf kind in a smile. His clothes are great and neat, you know the druid style. He asked me, do you know about the emerald dream? If you're talking about my eyes, sir, your flattery's supreme. Yes, they gleam, but that's not what I meant. The dream's a place where all world's nature's content.
Oh,
in my bed, had the craziest night. Swirled round and round by myself in a flight in the form of a butterfly.
Jen.
Later, boys and girls. Mwah!